This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Mesa County will go to court over a recent immigration stop. CPR's Haley May reports.
In early June, a Mesa County Sheriff's deputy stopped a 19-year-old driver. He also alerted federal immigration enforcement agents who later detained her, kept her in an Aurora facility for 15 days, and began deportation proceedings. Colorado's attorney general is suing the deputy, saying his actions violated a state law that limits what local law enforcement can share with immigration officials. Now, Mesa County has filed suit, saying that law is too vague. They also say the deputy shared information to help with drug enforcement operations. Haley May, CPR News.
Non-English speakers and the people who help them with some services are getting help with a handheld translation device. Some state and county offices and school districts are using the translator. Zara Murad works in the Jefferson County Clerk's office.
Just making anything accessible is really good, I think, especially for a government agency to do it.
The device is called Pocket Talk. It can translate nearly 100 languages, including Haitian Creole, Swahili, and Spanish. Governments use it to help residents apply for passports and marriage licenses and to register to vote. About 16% of Coloradans speak a language other than English at home. Weld County has reported Colorado's first case of rabies in a skunk since 2003. The animal was found on a residential property east of Eaton Tuesday and later tested positive at a state public health laboratory. Skunks and bats are the most common carriers of rabies in Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.